Today on Distorted View Daily, we remember 9/11 by revisiting one of the most traumatic events in history, U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft singing his original song, Let the Mighty Eagle Soar.
This eagle's place is in the sky. She's still got a lot of flying to do. You can see it in her eye. Though she's cried a bit for what we've put her through, she soared above the lifted lamp that guards sweet freedom's door. In the dews, the damps, the watchfires of a nation torn by war. Oh, she's far too young to die. You can see it in her eye. She's not yet begun to fly. It's time to let the mighty eagle soar once more. Let the eagle soar like she's never soared before. From rocky coast to golden shore, let the mighty
September 11th, 2020, coming up on the program today. I don't know. California Queen versus Spirit Airlines and Mile High White Privilege, plus begging for your dad's loads. And ma'am, this is a gym. Your cat can't work out here. All coming up today.
But I happen to prefer the snatch.
A lot of hot liquid poo just went out all at once.
What about your cock?
I want black, ripe, uncut dick now!
I drink semen.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
All right, hey freaks, Tim Henson back here with you one more time as we end the week with a Friday show. Got a great program. Happy 9/11. I know it's just something you have to say, but I mean it. Happy 9/11. Hope your day is going well. It's a very sad day in American history. I'm not good at these type of things. I will say this, 9/11, if there was, here we go. If there was one good thing about 9/11, and you could probably find two or three good things about it, it brought the nation together. That's one thing. That's not the thing I was thinking of, though. If you were a store that specialized in the sale of American flags, you had a very good year. It's a stretch, but you can find some good to come out of 9/11. My favorite thing that came out of 9/11 were some of the audio clips, even audio clips, you know, that weren't directly related to 9/11. For instance, one that I quote to this day, you must have originally played it, I don't know, 12, 13, 14 years ago. Was a customer service phone call. Woman was having trouble with her computer. Must have been tech support. They got the voicemail and she left just a scathing message. She was like,
How the fuck am I supposed to work my computer if you're not picking up the phone to help me? You know, I don't know what generation you're from, but I hope you get sent over to Iraq. I hope they blow your heads off. I want them Arabs to fucking put a gun in the back of your head and pull the trigger.
All because she could not figure out how to use her computer. Like, that's pretty extreme, right? Ma'am, I'm sorry. I was out to lunch. You were mildly inconvenienced, and you went from zero to having my head blown off by Arabs.
I don't know what generation you're from, but I hope those Arabs get you.
I could not find that sound clip. I'm going to have to go through my old episodes of the show and dig it out, because that's the one thing I remember from her call.
I don't know.
I don't know what generation you're from. Hold on a second. Angry woman leaves voice. I might have it here. Hold on.
How the fuck
am
I supposed to buy anything from you people if I can't speak to a friggin' live person?
I can't speak to a freaking person on this phone. I can't get a hold of anyone. Yeah, she wasn't. Oh,
she wasn't trying to. I'm not used to using this thing. She wasn't trying to get tech support. She was just trying to buy a
fucking computer.
I don't know what gen. I'm trying to get the voice here. Hold on. I don't know.
I'm really sick and tired of people like you. I don't know what generation you're from, but I'm in my 50s. My husband and my sons, we're looking for a fucking computer that we can go on the internet.
Yeah, my grandson said that's where all the porn is at. I don't know what type of pornography you watch, but I'm looking for some hardcore lesbo shit. How the fuck am I supposed to find scissoring videos without a goddamn computer?
We don't want to create rocket science.
Yeah, well, if you can't figure out how to buy a computer without the help of telephone assistants, there ain't no way you're going to be practicing rocket science. Listen.
This is what I want to do with the computer, okay? It's pretty simple. It's not rocket science. I want to get on Facebook, call Obama the N-word, respond to all of my grandkids' posts with non sequiturs, accidentally make my profile picture a close-up shot of my kneecap, download some fucking malware, have my credit card information stolen, get some viruses, and I'll be back into Best Buy in a couple weeks so you can clean this motherfucker up!
We just want a fucking computer. Is it so hard for you goddamn assholes to let us buy a computer? Jesus Christ almighty, you fucking bastards. Why don't you go to Iraq where you belong?
Take a nice trip to Iraq!
I've been trying to call you people for the last friggin' hour.
Freaking.
Do you know what's really sad about the younger generation of you people? I hope you end up in Iraq. And I hope the terrorists grab you and chop your friggin' heads off, because you're not doing this country any good. Fuck you.
Asshole! By the way, my phone number is 206-666-4463. We're looking to spend around $700. Call me back if the Arabs haven't chopped your heads off first.
You would not believe how much time I have wasted today working on that voice. Here, no, wait.
I don't know. This is better.
I think this is a better way. Hold on.
I don't know what generation you're from, but I hope you go to Iraq, and I hope the Arabs blow your heads off.
Chop your head off.
I hope the Arabs over there chop your head off. Hope you have to go to Iraq, and I hope the Arabs chop your head off. Because you won't answer the phone, so I can buy a computer. Like, bitch!
I mean, that's a bit extreme, right? All right, I'm sorry. I mean, I could do that all day. See how much joy that brought me? If 9/11 didn't happen, I wouldn't be laughing and having such a good time right now. All right, listen, I've got a bunch of audio I want to share with you today. First up, courtesy of the freaks in our Discord, specifically November Spawn. Thank you so much for this submission. I've got a girl who is passing out. She's so high, she's drifting off to sleep, but she wants to talk about her dad.
Fuck me.
What was that?
Louder, Chelsea.
I want my dad fuck me in front of my mom.
Why don't you say it louder, Chelsea?
I want my dad to fuck me in front of my mom.
Like you mean it.
My dad, fuck me in front of my mom.
The show has been pretty incest heavy the last couple weeks, hasn't it? A lot of incest clips.
Do you want me to?
He's saying, I don't know if I played this part, but he said he's going to send this video to her father.
I want you to send my dad this video so you can see how fucking dirty I am.
I don't know how she's able to sleep in a hotel lounge. That's what it sounds like. Awful shitty music. Well, all this talk of her fucking her father got the guy in the clip very horny. So he starts having sex with her. But the whole time he's fucking her, he's like, then what's your dad going to do? What's your dad going to do when he sees this part? Like, he's really way too focused on the father.
Yeah.
What's he going to do, Chelsea?
Oh, he's going to come all over my fucking tits.
He's going to come over your tits.
All over my tits. My stomach.
Chelsea, tell me what your dad's going to do.
Oh, he's going to come all over my tits.
Oh, Chelsea, what's your mom gonna say about this?
I don't know what generation you're from, but when I was a kid, we never fucked our parents.
Chelsea, tell me what your dad wants to do.
Oh, he wants to come all over me.
Tell me what your dad wants to do.
She already said it. I mean, I know this girl is talking about having her dad fuck her, but I think the real sicko in this video is the guy. He just won't shut up about it. Say it again. Say it again. Louder. Sounds to me like you need some daddy dick. Weird couple. Another submission by a listener. I'm sorry I don't have your name in front of me. For the life of me, I don't know if we've played this clip before. It seems like something I would have played and got probably 10 to 15 seconds into and then bailed out of it because it was just too infuriating. It's received over 2 million views on YouTube, so there's a good chance maybe you've seen it yourself. It's a bunch of furries singing their version of Beyoncé's Single Ladies.
All the single furries.
All the single furries.
All the single furries.
Like, I want to bail right now. We're 4 seconds in. As I get older, my patience is getting shorter and shorter, but okay, I'm going to play a little bit more.
All the single furries,
all the single furries,
all the single furries,
all the single furries.
Now put your paws up.
I'm
just a pup, don't know how to stop. I'm shaking my own little tail.
Okay.
I don't know what sort of animals you think you are, but you need to go to Iraq. I hope the terrorists cut your head off. Better yet, fly over to China where they eat things like you. You think you're a dog? How do you think you'd fare over there? They'd prepare you as puppy chow mein. Dancing in a fursuit. I don't know what's wrong with your generation.
We need to give that character a name. She's a feisty old broad. It's an angry old lady name. Bet you Brad Carter has a character like that.
Decided to whack, yeah. Had to beg.
Yes, Carol, right?
He didn't even notice me. I'm down here, you're up there. Don't pay me any attention. I fold my ears. And face my fears. You think you are too good for me. Cause if you liked it, then you should've put a leash on it. If you liked it, then you should've put a leash on it.
God, and you know, this is a music video. So there's like 3 furries prancing around.
Don't be mad once you see that they want. Cause if you liked it, then you should have put a leash on it.
I know we did not make it this far. If I've played this video before, back when it was posted in, I don't know, 2014 or 2015, would have bailed long ago.
If you liked it, then you should have put a leash on it.
Right, listen, we made it through like the first verse. That's all you could possibly ask of me. How about Agnes for her name? That's kind of a bitchy old woman name, right?
Hey, listen to me. I shouldn't have to ask for you to give me that senior discount. I'm in here every day. You know not to charge me regular price. I don't know what you're up to. You think you're so smart, though, but I'm on to you, mister.
Everything's a conspiracy right there. Everyone's trying to get her. Hey, speaking of everyone trying to get her, I've got a great clip of a black woman, not to make this about race, but that's the headline. Black woman on flight. Well, you know, honestly, it's just nice for once to have the villain be a black person. Usually it's whitey being all racist. In this clip, we've got a black woman. She's standing up in the middle of the fucking aisle and not to, go through her overhead compartment or stretch her legs or something. She's just sort of standing around. And a flight attendant needs to get through to, do her job. Well, that starts quite the incident.
Is there no bathroom?
I'm sorry. Okay, excuse me. I need to get out my door.
Now, don't push me.
Sit down.
You
need to go to the bathroom. I need to get to my
door. She put her hands in me.
Ma'am, I need to get to
my door. She want me to go to jail. Y'all see how she antagonizing me?
Valerie.
Y'all see how the lady doing me? Well, look, and then she coming. Look, all I'm trying to do is use the bathroom.
What?
The lady is getting aggressive with me.
You're not listening.
I'm not a child. I'm grown. I'm trying to use the bathroom. The lady is coming.
I need to get to my door, ma'am.
Now she needs to get to her door. Can I get to my bathroom?
No.
What do I got to listen to?
No.
Rather than just go to the bathroom, which is available, by the way, she's going to sit or stand there and fight about how a white woman is trying to assert her power over her.
What I gotta listen to? Are you my boss? You are white privilege. You're not my boss. Okay. Sit down.
Okay.
Now she's fighting with a passenger who's, by the way, already sitting down. I don't know why she's telling her to sit down. But the blonde chick was just like, go to the restroom or get out of the way.
You're not my boss.
I need to.
And you're not my boss.
To disarm.
You're white privilege. Sit down.
Yes.
You don't have privilege over me.
Actually, I kind of think she does. It's not a race thing, but she's an employee of the airline. So, yeah, she has certain privileges that you don't have, like going to the back of the plane, making you sit the fuck down, you know, shit like that.
You have privilege. No, but all of a sudden, you got to go back here.
Yes, that's her job.
You wait for me to get to my bathroom and have respect for me like we've been having.
Call them now.
Call them.
I need
Call
to get
them.
To my door.
Good. And I need to get to my bathroom. So you write and respect people. You have white privilege and it's not here. It's over with. It's 2020.
Yes, it is.
Wake up. You got a mask on.
Yes, I do.
So you're under the government too. You're confined. And you don't have white privilege anymore. I'm a queen.
Oh.
California. Mm-hmm. She was from a black queen.
Okay, well, I need
You don't talk because you so privileged that you got to get to somebody else and tell them you're not listening. I don't have to listen to you.
I don't think she understands what white privilege is.
You don't run me.
Because I've seen just as many black people interrupt white people. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a privilege thing.
Go to the bathroom. You shut up and stay in your lane.
Okay.
You have nothing to do with this little girl. I'm not talking to you.
Like, the one who's being rude is the black woman.
Listen to your mama.
I don't care.
She should have told. I know you don't care. You so grown.
Ma'am, I need to get to my
Okay,
door
thank you.
It.
And I need to get to the bathroom. Like I said, y'all don't run people.
I was born before all this civil rights nonsense. We didn't have problems like this back then. That's what generation I was from. You know, as a matter of fact, I don't even think the blacks were allowed on planes. They can't scream and moan if they're not allowed to board. That's all I'm saying. You know what? If I recall correctly, the only flights that African Americans were allowed to board were planes heading to Iraq, where the terrorists chopped off their heads.
Well, if I was the Spirit, of course it's Spirit Airline. If I was the Spirit Airline flight attendant, I would be walking on eggshells right now because you're dealing with the queen, apparently.
Run America, you run yourself.
I don't get somebody.
So get off your little mentality that you're better than somebody because you're not. Thank you. Yeah, huh? That's what I say. See this little shit right here?
Mm-hmm.
This whole little mentality. But you need to understand, you don't run America no more.
Everyone seated at this
so,
time.
Now the other flight attendants are piling on. But really, that's really all that's been said to this woman was like, move, sit down. It's the black woman who's being very, very rude, calling these women shits. Speaking of shits, I thought you had to go to the bathroom. Oh, it was such a big deal. Like, you had to pee so bad you couldn't even sit down. And now you're just standing around fighting.
You didn't run me. And guess what? When I was 14, they said, oh, you people are so the same. I slapped the shit out that white bitch when she told me that all y'all white people are so the same. And that's how I got off that bus in Richmond, California. So you can think all you want to. All y'all people is all the same. That's what y'all teach in your house. But black people don't teach that hate in our house. You need to understand that. Yeah. Yeah. We don't teach hate in our house. Y'all teach hate in your house. Y'all narcissists. But you ain't gonna play that shit with me, yes. Because I'm not a slave. I never came from Africa. I'm an indigenous person to this country.
Well, I hope you don't expect any reparations because you've just fucked yourself by saying that.
Shut up. Let me tell you instead of what your mama taught you. Let me tell you the truth. I'm the queen in this motherfucker. You understand me? You came from my color. Black make every color. You understand me? Black make every. Your people are going extinct. And that's why you're mad.
Is that true?
You can't procreate.
Whites, we gotta start breeding.
Hey, that's what eugenics was about. That's what eugenics, the Darwin theory, because y'all know the truth. I've been waiting to say this. I've been waiting to say this all my life.
Well, they're really just letting her go, aren't they?
You're mad because only black people have the genes to procreate. And y'all know the truth. You come from me. A black person can make any color in Africa white with blue eyes.
No, no, that's not true. What she's saying is not right. Is it? That all whites came from blacks? Oh, God. I think I'm gonna be sick.
And blonde hair, just like you, have a twin. One my color and one your color. It's called Esau and Jacob. You be quiet. Let me, yeah, for real.
Again, no one's saying anything.
And you mad. Because the promise is coming. You understand me? You're never. You can take me to jail. You're mad. Go ahead. Now, let me let my people know the truth on this motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. She goes on for 5 minutes before, you know, the police finally drag her off the fucking plane.
But this whole corona shit is all about is that God is coming back for his people.
Finally, this wackadoodle's making sense. I had the same thing on the 700 Club last night. Pat Robertson said this corona shit is God coming back. And we all better just grab our ankles and get ready to be fucked. I used to be able to watch clips of the 700 Club on my computer. Those goddamn assholes at Best Buy won't answer their phone. I can't get any help. Any tech support, so now I gotta watch a goddamn 700 Club on my old ass TDTT. What the hell are those things called? The TVs. The TV sets, TV. Oh, it had two letters. Shut the fuck up.
All right, let's finish up with this clip here.
And when it comes, y'all gotta get this racist shit out of here. Because if you don't, you can't accept the Lord Jesus Christ. And I don't give a damn. That's what it's all about. Because he looks like you, and he looks like me. That's what he looks like. I'm tired of it. She gonna get it. They think I got so much white privilege to tell people what to do, but she need to understand California is a black queen.
So now the cop is talking to her. Actually, she's talking to the cop. See, this is all about white privilege.
And that's who I am.
She's a queen, right? Black queen. California queen.
I will. I don't have a problem. She laughing is funny, but she didn't understand to respect the queen when she see one in her face. Bow down, bitch, because your eyes is recessive.
You won't be able to see her bowing down because you'll be facing the other way, walking off the fucking plane, being escorted by the cops.
I got the dominant gene. I took all. I got A plus and all of it.
Okay, mama.
That's right.
Speaking of good jeans, I like Wranglers.
Yes, our black queen here, California, I think is her name, or maybe where she's from, or maybe that's her kingdom. I don't know. She's big on the dominant genes that apparently black people carry. That's her proof that they are the superior species? I don't think that's the right word.
No, they are a different species, that's true. I don't know what species they are, but I think they're closely related to something that's not human.
I better be careful where I go. Agnes, bad! He's stepping over the line there. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre twist of fucked up news right now. If you want to vote on our new character's name, you chime in with your ideas. Show at distortedview.com or call our voicemail line. Hey, Hey, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, now's a great time to sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Memberships are very inexpensive. Only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. Yes, this is how I make my living. What is the Sideshow? Well, it's our member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs, 15 years worth of stupidity. More importantly, every week we do exclusive shows just for paying members. We did two this week. Last week we did two and an extended show. So lots of stuff popping up on the Sideshow feed. All major credit cards and PayPal accepted. You can access the exclusive content on the Super Freak Sideshow website. And it also works with most podcasting apps. So you get like an RSS feed. You can plug your username and password in and get all of the free stuff and all of the exclusive content. Not a bad deal at all. SuperFreakSideshow.com. If you like the show, please consider supporting it. Another way to support the show, we've got a Patreon account. Patreon.com/DistortedView. You know, I do a personal podcast over there. It's been a month or two or three. No, it hasn't been 3 months, has it? A couple months since I did the last one. And I was kind of racking my brain thinking, what could I talk about? I think I finally figured it out. So, I'm going to try to record a personal podcast this weekend or early next week. So be on the lookout for that. You can pledge as little as a dollar and get access to that. $5 gets you access to a special voicemail line. And then there are extra perks. Again, patreon.com/distortedview. Okay, three very quick stories now. First up, an enraged woman was filmed bizarrely stripping naked in a gym after staff members refused her pet cat. Wait a second. She wanted to bring in her pet cat.
Yeah, what about it? That was my daughter.
That was your daughter that went to the gym and wanted to bring her cat in with her.
Yeah, it was Mocha's upper body day. She gets bored sometimes hanging off a tree. She wanted to use gym equipment, all right?
Well, that sounds just goddamn ridiculous.
That cat could kick your fucking fag ass.
Oh, okay, you're kind of pushing it there. Just pipe down. By the way, this was not your daughter because this took place in Taiwan. The 56-year-old woman, identified by her surname Chien.
That's that country with ladyboys, isn't it?
Ladyboys?
Yeah, they're all smooth and feminine looking, but you pull down their pants, they got a tiny little Asian cock. The boys that look like ladies, they're ladyboys, you know. Ain't rocket science where that name came from, asshole.
That's Thailand. Thailand ladyboy. This is Taiwan. There's a difference. Just pipe down. Again, the 56-year-old woman, identified by her surname Chien or Chen or whatever, had repeatedly arrived at the World Gym in Tamsui in Taiwan's New Taipei City with her orange tabby cat and was stripped of her membership last month. Video shared on social media captures Miss Chien returning to the gym on September 4th and confronting the workers over their strict no pet rules. She's seen holding her cat in one arm. She's a crazy cat lady. She might just be level 85 cat lady. That's right. She powered up, the high ranking cat lady. All right. Yeah, she's seen holding her cat in one arm while arguing with a female personal trainer. The woman threatens the staff and yells, "I have a gun and a hand grenade. Fuck you." I saw the video. Unfortunately, there was no audio that I could hear, and it's probably in their jib-jab language. However, if you are following along in your podcast app, I'm making this chapter artwork, a picture of her holding her cat in the gym. Might be today's featured image as well, if I can't find anything better. The woman shoves the cat towards a member of the staff and says, "Hold my cat. Let me punch her." So she wanted to punch the trainer she was fighting with. So she's like, "Hold my cat." While the staff try to stop her from going further inside the gym, she starts taking off her clothes. All right, now things are getting interesting. And she walks around naked. After 30 minutes of this nonsense, the woman was subdued and made to put her clothes back on when the police arrived at the gym. Miss Chien was taken onto an ambulance and sent to McKay Memorial Hospital for a medical checkup by paramedics. She was arrested on suspicion of one count of sex offense and one count of causing bodily harm. A spokesman for the World Gym Taiwan said the woman had previously violated the health and safety regulations for bringing the damn pet to the premise. Members of the staff had also raised concern about Miss Chen's antisocial behavior and decided to terminate her gym membership back in August. Meanwhile, a Florida woman, really? There's a tiny little addition to this news story. It's like elsewhere in the world. And of course, it's fucking Florida. Someone stripped down in a gym here in the U.S. too. A Florida woman was arrested after she stripped naked in a sex shop and started trying out a penis-shaped toy. Oh, we talked about this on the show a few days ago. It's making international headlines now. Great. All right. Second story we have for you today. To anyone who is holding out hope that the 2020 elections will just go smoothly, I think I have some bad news for you. A virtual federal court hearing about a challenge to Georgia's voting machines was interrupted Friday due to someone in the Zoom call posting offensive videos, symbols, swastikas, images from the September 11th terrorist attacks, and of course, for good measure, porn. Sounds like a DV listener to me. Which one of you freaks did it? Fess up. I would like to shake your hand. The hearing had around 100 people signed in as participants. See, even after all these months, we've all been using Zoom for everything. People still don't know how to properly set up a meeting. They're just giving access to everyone. Anyone can take control and share their screen, talk over everyone. Just leave technology to the professionals. Yes, the hearing had around 100 people signed in as participants and observers for a long-running battle over Georgia voting machines' efficacy. Before officials were able... That's a pretty name for a child, too. This is my daughter, Efficacy. She's the queen of California. All right, before officials were able to shut down the meeting, a user under the name Osama posted videos and still images, some accompanied by music, by sharing their screen with the rest of the conference call. The hearing resumed about an hour later after everyone calmed down. We were all shaken up. I love when stuff like that happens. You know, something ridiculous. Someone sharing their computer screen showing porn or something. And then people say, oh, we were all shaken up. We had to pause for an hour. The fact that this, you know, scares you. Some idiot showing pictures and playing videos scared you. It's funny. All right. The hearing resumed about an hour later with a virtual waiting room established so court staff moderators could vet everyone before the meeting commenced. Yeah, don't let anyone with the name Osama in, just to be sure. I know that's kind of like targeting or profiling, but in this case, I think it's warranted. The hearing began Thursday and convened over a lawsuit filed by election integrity activists and voters who voiced concerns that Georgia's voting machines are unaccountable and prone to security vulnerabilities, just like their fucking Zoom meetings. Like, the people debating that this shit is secure have no leg to stand on after this display, right? Plaintiffs called on U.S. District Judge Amy Totenberg to order the state to use hand-marked paper ballots. You remember with like Scantron sheets, basically? Is that how that works? Or is it like those punch ones? Remember the hanging chads of the 2000 election? They also said the logistics for changing the voting method would be too rushed with the election day only 52 days away, less than 2 months, and we may have elected a new old near-dead president.
I think you know who I'm going to vote for.
Yes, Trump.
I'm writing in Glenn Miller.
Oh, that is a surprise. Glenn Miller for president. You know, I don't think he can be president because he's behind bars. He's scheduled to be executed, I think.
All the more reason to vote for him then. We get him into office and he can pardon himself, you know?
Yeah, I don't think that's how that works.
Oh, looky here. We have a real political science major. This ain't rocket science.
Well, neither is political science.
I hope you go to Iraq and they cut your head off.
That's her big catchphrase. Netflix, give that bitch a TV show. Final story we have for you today. The young woman who cut off her hand at the beginning of last year to claim insurance. That woman is crazy, but I respect her ambition and her follow through. That is to be admired. She actually cut off her hand looking for a big insurance payout. All right. So yeah, she and her partner, who presumably put her up to it. Ooh, sounds like she was dating a very persuasive, possibly psychopathic young man there, right? They were both found guilty of insurance fraud at the, I don't know how to pronounce L followed by J. I'm sorry. You know, sometimes these words that trip me up, it's on me. I'm an idiot. A low IQ'd moron. But this one you can't blame on me. L, there's a lot of J's. I rarely see words with multiple J's in it and multiple L's. There's like two L's, two J's. It's Ljubljana. Ljubljana District Court on Friday. I don't know what the hell. This is like Slovenia or something. They were given 2 and 3 years in prison, respectively. Oh, my God. There are more horrible words. This time they have weird characters. You know how like there are those like umlauts? Well, this is something else. I don't even know what to call this. They're like little carrots on top of letters. I don't even know really how you would pronounce that. Her name is like Julija, J-U-L-I-J-A. That's fine. Adlisic. So, you know, it probably translates to like Julia Adlisic. And her partner, Sebastian Abramov, attracted a lot of media attention during their trial, including by allegedly getting engaged. Very passionate romance they have there. The man is also being tried as the suspected murderer of Sarah Weber, who was his girlfriend at the time of her death in 2015, in what the man claims was a shooting accident. He's been in custody throughout the entire trial, while the woman, Adlisek, was sent into house arrest in May, as the court found the chance of a repeat offense has decreased because, you know, she's kind of separated, physically separated from that guy who has so much influence on her. Abramov will remain in custody until the verdict becomes final. Both claimed throughout the trial that they were innocent and that Adlisek cut off her hand by accident while sawing off tree branches. Yes, but you weren't using a chainsaw. It was a handsaw. Didn't you feel something? Let's say you were on lots of medication, maybe almost blackout drunk. I could see, you know, you accidentally saw part of your wrist. You let one slice slide through. Eventually, though, those pain receptors are going to make their way from the wrist to your head. Sometime well before you actually cut the whole fucking thing off. Actually, I don't know what type of saw she used. I'm guessing it was a chainsaw, right? It had to have been. The man's father, Gorazad Kolarik, who was accused of taking part in the scheme along with his wife. Wow, everyone's involved in this, was also found guilty. It's so funny. There's a lot of people orchestrating this crime, but there's only one person whose hand is going to be lost. I hope she got the majority of that money. Well, I guess she didn't get any of it because she was caught, right? We believe the sentences are fair and appropriate and will serve their purpose, the judge said today, noting that the ruling had been made based on evidence and not anyone's appearances. Adlisek attended the court hearings in flashy outfits, with the defense claiming that a young woman wanting to look attractive was not capable of causing such harm to her body on purpose. Good defense. Your Honor, look at how my client is dressed. She's hot. Look at those big old titties. Those pearly whites. She just had vaginal rejuvenation done. Does that sound like someone who would cut off her own hand? No, this cunt is vain. Abramov, made life and accident insurance policies for Adlisek with 5 insurance companies. Well, that's kind of a red flag. Like so many at the end of 2018, in January 2019, basically a month later, when the insurance was valid and the first installments paid, Adlisek cut off her left hand just above the wrist with a circular saw. Ah! Days later, the 4 suspects filed damage claims with the 5 insurance companies, but they did not receive any money as police already started investigating the case. If the police had not interfered, she would have received 1.2 million euros, which has got to be what? I'm estimating that's two million, right? Hey, Siri. Oh, hold on a second. What's 1.2 million euros in U.S. dollars?
$1,421,969.28.
It's 1.4 million. I was a bit off there. The panel of judges agreed that the prosecution's case was solid and that the evidence against the 3 proved their guilt beyond reasonable doubt. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. I love to hear from you freaks, and there are many ways to contact the show. Show@distortedview.com. That's my email address. send along clips that you think might be good for the show or links to videos, news stories, whatever. Voicemail line 206-666-4463. And don't forget, I'm all over social media at Distorted View on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/Distorted View Show. All right. Oh, and we've got a Discord. So even when I'm not, you know, doing a show, you've listened to the show, you've got nothing to do, you know, check out the Discord. Lots of freaks hanging out in there posting Distorted View worthy stuff. The Poo League is back doing their thing. Basically, that thing is posting pictures of their bowel movements and giving them ratings. So who has the fairest poop of all? Find out. It's a real fairy tale. Okay, let's do a couple voicemails now.
Hey, Tim. Haley's Comet calling up. A plan has emerged from the Discord.
Oh, God. The Discord is where the Poo League came to fruition. What dumb idea has now sprung forth from your idiotic minds?
I'm prompted by a discussion about Trump being nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. I decided to look up what was involved in nominating someone for it. And it turns out the criteria for being able to nominate someone for the Nobel Peace Prize is really loosey-goosey. And I think we may have a DV freak somewhere who meets one of the criteria.
Oh, my God. How great would that be if my name would be immediately followed for the rest of my life with Tim, you know, Tim Henson, Nobel Peace Prize candidate. Nominee, or whatever the hell these people are called.
I mention this because, Tim Henson, I want you to be nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes!
Will you win?
I love this idea. Absolutely love it.
Of course not. But for the rest of your days, you'll be able to advertise Distorted View as being helmed by Nobel nominee Timothy James Henson.
It can't be that easy to be nominated. Otherwise, you know, because everyone would be nominated then, right?
Here's the criteria that I think we have a shot at finding someone in.
Okay.
For a qualified nominator. University professors, professors emeriti, retired, and associate professors of history, social sciences, law, philosophy, theology, and religion.
So basically a college professor. I know we have some teachers and probably professors who listen to Distorted View daily. You know, as long as they're willing to destroy their reputation, I think this could happen. And, you know, most professors, I'm guessing, don't even bother to nominate Nobel Peace Prize people, right? I mean, who does that? So it's not like, you know, a huge sacrifice on their part.
University rectors and university directors or their equivalents. Directors of peace research institutes and foreign policy institutes.
How great would it be to be shortlisted? Well, I'll never be shortlisted. To be longlisted, really, really longlisted for a Nobel Peace Prize.
For any DV freaks out there. Who
you know, and we could use some flowery language and really sort of pad what Distorted View Daily is all about with niceties. Just, you know, another way of saying lying. We could lie about what Distorted View is. I bring so much joy and peace to the world. You can't start a war while listening to a podcast.
He's a retired or active professor in one of those subjects. History, social sciences, law, philosophy, theology, or religion. Okay. If so, hit the Discord, call the voicemail, contact me somehow, because I think we can make this happen.
All right, there you go. Haley's Comet is on a mission. I'm, again, 100% supporting this.
Hey, Tim's cat lady. I just wanted to call and wish you and everybody else a happy 9/11. Wow, it's been almost 20 years. To celebrate.
I don't know who the hell you are. Wishing people a happy 9/11. People died that day, you know? People lost their lives. I don't know why people of your generation don't seem to care. Don't seem to value lives. But I hope they send you over to Iraq and they cut your head off. It's already probably half off anyway. I hear you got body parts just dangling by like strands of skin. I'm wise to you, Level 80 Cat Lady. I've heard about you.
I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Could you play that song? It's not Linda Finkel. It's the other one, I think. The, like, are you with us or are you against us?
Oh, my friend. That is Linda Finkel.
Oh, she said it right.
That is how I discovered Linda Finkel. Yeah, we'll play that at the end of the show. Of course we will.
Jimmy Boo, Scumhook here, baby. I was listening to the Thursday show, and Unicorn Hamster left a very enlightening voicemail about his uncut penis and how if he doesn't pull his fucking foreskin back when he goes for a piss, he basically sprays piss all over the fucking bathroom. Right. Now,
and also, like, if he comes and some of the cum stays in his pouch or the area around, I don't know, wherever the crevices of his foreskin, it starts to stink.
I'm cut. I'm happily cut. Never wished I had a foreskin. And
wait a second, you're cut? You sound like someone who would be uncut.
In this whole bloody, you know, cut versus uncut debate, I've never seen anyone really give much of a fuck. Cut guys are happy, uncut guys are happy, so who gives a shit? But holy fuck, I never thought about, you know, pulling your foreskin back, otherwise you'd turn into a piss sprinkler. I mean, I'm a filthy cunt. I shower as little as possible. I think over Christmas I had 2 weeks off. In that 2 week period last year, I had one, maybe two showers in that 2 weeks.
Oh my God.
I'll basically go until my ass and balls and just all the shit down there stinks so fucking bad I can't.
You could totally sell your dirty underwear to gay guys because they like that stink where like guys will wear underwear, the same pair for days and days and days. You could make a pretty penny. I don't know what you look like. You could just lie.
Stand it. Cats following me.
You want to go into business. Get a hold of
me. Around, yeah, children.
I know some people who will pay a pretty penny.
Buying and running away. Oh, fuck me. Okay, it's time for a shower, I guess.
That person is me.
But, that shit that Unicorn Hamster said, like, mate, I am so happy I don't have a fucking foreskin. I don't have dick cheese going.
Me too. I told you guys, since this pandemic, I'm like down to every other day I'm showering because who the fuck cares? And I feel like, you know, if I did have loosey-goosey foreskin, that might be an issue, right? Start to stink.
And the fucking thing. So, yeah, appreciate the penis update, Unicorn. Thank you for affirming my, wasn't my choice, my bloody parents' choice. They did one. Well, actually, they did two good things. They had me. And they cut off part of my dick. So well done to them on both of those. And great job, Kimmy Boo. Cheers, mate.
I don't know what religion you are. All right.
That is all the time we have on this edition of the program. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. It's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Yeah, they're all smooth and feminine looking, but you pull down their pants, they got a tiny little Asian cock.
Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you can criticize podcasts. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I'm not done yet, though. We'll be back with Crude Summer sometime this weekend. Be on the lookout for that. And, of course, new episode of DV will start back up next Monday. So be on the lookout for that. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Are you with us or are you against us? Do you hate us? Lay the blame for your problems on us. Could you please explain the source of your pain? 'Cause it makes no sense to us. Are you for us or do you look for us? Why your people wanna be more like us? We didn't give a damn about.
Hey, I don't know if you're still listening. If you are, why? I you listened to all of that Linda Finkel bullshit. Anyway, while I was looking up, this song, trying to find it, I also found a Distorted View episode before DV was a podcast where we talked about this. This was shortly after 9/11. I did a show with my friend and past co-host Joey, and we were talking about bad 9/11 themed songs, and we thought it was funny that people were trying to sort of capitalize on this tragedy to get their name out there, get people listening to music from them. So here's a little bit from an episode of Distorted View Daily before it was a podcast back in 2001. I almost don't want to play it because I cringe at listening to my voice and shows from this long ago, but I thought it would be kind of interesting. Take a listen.
Here's what happened. We're artists over there at mp3.com. We have our CD available. People can buy it.
Yes, we are.
But the thing with mp3.com, pretty much anyone can sign up to put their songs up on mp3.com's website. And we scoured the website to find the best of the best.
The best of the best.
Really. September 11th tribute songs. And the first song that we're going to play for you today is I guess it would be a rap song, or hip-hop.
If you will. You sound so white-bread America there.
This would be what the African-Americans call a hip-hop song. Those funny little African-Americans in there. Hip-hop
ditties.
All right, let's play a September 11th rap.
Waking up in the morning, the warning this day would bring. National mourning. Turned on the TV unexpectedly to see the tragedy. So much drama in the NYC. Washington, D.C., Flight 93.
You can clearly hear that the man has no sense of rhythm.
Easy ingestion of these questions.
Next song. Oh, here we go. This is where it starts to get really sucky. You know it's sucky because I named this file Suck Song. Let's go ahead and play this little gem.
Empty cars in the parking lots. Waiting for the train to come. But no one's getting off this stop.
All right, I can't listen to that one.
But no one's getting off this spot.
You know, he also did the Alice theme song.
No, did he?
Early to bed. And in between, I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head.
Danny, he composed it. All right, there's Alice theme song. What a great show, by the way. Alice.
There's a new girl in town.
And she's looking good. All right, let's play the next terrorism song. September 11th, Beauty.
Yeah, we're living in America. The people so strong and so good.
I have a theory about this song when we get done.
All right. For you. We won't sit back if you choose to attack. And it'll be like all right. Hell for you.
Beautiful. Fantastic. What's
Here's
your theory?
My thought. Because anybody and their brother can be an artist on MP3.
That's so true.
I have this feeling that that's some Midwestern housewife mom who's making recordings while her kids are like at, you know, play dates. And that's why it's so firmly entrenched in the 70s, because that's the last time she got out.
She has, like, on the back of her van, Soccer Mom next to the bumper sticker that says, check out my mp3.com website.
Do you love us or do you hate us?
Here is our next.
Kids are at soccer. Jamie's at tennis. I drove a minivan.
That's nice. All right, let's play the final tribute song to the September 11th attack.
This is by far my favorite.
It's an abortion.
Our hearts cry out to our family. Unite.
There's no words to describe that one.
Well, yeah, I think I can come up with something.
All right.
Well, his career on Broadway was dead before the attack, and he thought, maybe, you know, if I have a tribute song,
I'm going to make it on Broadway!
It's oddly 70s, though. Can you hear that, like, 70s
all the songs.
Background?
A lot of these songs are very 70s-esque.
My heart cries out.
We'll see you next week. This has been another excellent podcast from the Scribe Media Group. Learn more at scribe.net.